The choice, according to Nixon and Cuomo, is between who is more qualified to run New York State versus the desire for change. Nixon, who's running to the left of Cuomo on issues like single-payer health care, taxing the wealthy, and cleaning up corruption, says a candidate's previous years in office doesn't always matter.
I think that experience doesn't mean that much if you're not actually good at governing.
Nixon repeatedly attempted to make the discussion about Cuomo's record. The governor tried to make the debate about President Trump.
Today, you have to fight Donald Trump, who is the main risk to the state of New York. He is trying to change the rights and values of New Yorkers, and the first line of defense is New York, and the governor leads that fight, and you need to know how to do it.
Nixon differed with Cuomo's assessment.
Donald Trump did tweet at you about whether or not America was great, and you backed down pretty quickly. You stood up to him about as well as he stands up to Putin.
Cuomo countered that Nixon, who says she is the more progressive candidate, is really the corporate Democrat in the race because the actor oversees an S corporation to manage her earnings, which totaled over $1 million last year. And he accused Nixon of asking for favors from the New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio after she donated money to his campaign.
You are a corporation. When you file taxes as a corporation, you are a corporation.
I have never, nor could I donate to the mayor. Anyone's political campaign.
You are a corporation.
I donate through my own personal funds.
Are you a corporation?
I am a person.
Nixon says she did not donate money, and the request she made was for city helicopters not to fly over performances of Shakespeare in the Park. The two sparred over who can better fix the subway system, reform campaign financing to limit big money donors, and who released more details of their past tax returns. And they often bickered with one another.
Can you stop interrupting? Can you stop interrupting?
Can you stop lying?
Yeah. As soon as you do.
Both want to legalize marijuana, but disagree on whether public workers should be allowed to strike. Nixon says yes. Cuomo says it's a terrible idea. The governor also pledged, if reelected, that he would serve out the entire 4 years. Cuomo's been talked about as a potential presidential candidate in 2020.
The only caveat is if God strikes me dead. Otherwise, I will serve 4 years as governor of New York.
And Nixon says if she's elected governor, she won't take a salary. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.